Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Being a leader isn't just about giving orders or setting targets. It's about attracting the qualities you want to see in your team and in your customers. It's about being the first to dive into the trenches and showing commitment, integrity, and relentless pursuit of excellence. Now, you're probably thinking, Paul, why is this important? Because people don't follow titles, guys. They follow courage and being real. When you lead by example, you create a culture of trust and engagement. Customers and team members alike are drawn to business owners that demonstrate strong, consistent values in action. I'm the perfect example of that, guys, and I'm not tooting my own horn. But when I started in my ATM business close to 7 years ago, no one believed in me. I started from the trenches. I was door knocking. I was going in person. I was getting doors slammed in my face. 18 months later, financially free. All while I was still working in law enforcement as a detective, an award-winning detective, and I didn't stop there. I wanted more. Some people called it greed. I called it vision. So I went for more. I started a digital marketing company called ATM Together. That grew into a $25 million company 3 years later, guys. But it all started as a one-man team. So let's break down starting with attracting customers. In today's market, consumers look for authentic people more than ever. They want to buy from and work with brands that not only preach values, but live them. When customers see that you're genuine about what you promise, they respond not just with their wallets, but with loyalty. Your personal brand in 2024 is everything. People buy you. They're no more longer buying just the item, the service, or the offer. They want a face to it. They want to be able to resonate with your story. This is why I like to lead by example, guys. I like to lead by example because I like to show people who I am, where I came from. People know off the bat when they're buying my product, my service, or anything from me, or they work with me or my team. The first thing they say is, I resonate with Paul's story. So right now, if you're not using your personal story, which I like to call your million-dollar story, you are leaving money on the table for you and your business. Now, turning to your team. When you lead by example, you set a standard of behavior and commitment. Whether it's how you handle a mistake, manage stress, or celebrate a win, you're teaching your team how to act and react in every situation. This builds a strong team dynamic based on mutual respect and shared values. And here's a vital aspect, accountability. Leading by example means holding yourself accountable first, doing the work. I know it sucks, guys. Entrepreneurship, it sucks, downright sucks sometimes. And the reason why I say that, I used to work 80 to 100 hour work weeks. Now I choose to work 80 to 100 hour work weeks because I have over 70 employees. A lot of people say, why do you put that stress on you? Guys, it's not that I put that stress on me. It's because I actually want to build a sustainable business. Not only one business, but multiple businesses. So it means doing the right thing, even when it's hard or when no one is watching. This level of integrity is contagious, and it's what can set your business apart from the competition. Now, think about the last time you admired a leader. What qualities did they show? How did they handle pressure? How did they treat their team? More often than not, the leaders who inspire us are those who act with honor and diligence, no matter the circumstances. Implementing this in your day-to-day operations can start with simple actions. Be punctual, meet deadlines, show respect to everyone on your team, and deal transparently with your customers. They will respect you for this. Remember, small actions accumulate to define your reputation as a leader. Also, it's about showing passion for your work. Passion is addicting, and it can transform the energy of your workspace and the enthusiasm the morale of your customer and your team's interactions. When people see you're passionate about your products or services, they are more likely to share in your enthusiasm. So anytime that my sales team or a customer service rep from any of my organizations deal with any of my clients, I always tell them this, and I tell them not to forget. Always be more excited than your clients. Be happy for them. At the end of the day, they are buying an offer or a service or an item from us because they want to change their life. Remember, the simple rule of effective leadership is leading by example. This approach not only builds a business that's admired, but also builds a community of customers and team members who believe in your mission and support your vision. Until next time, keep leading, keep learning, and keep leveling up. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.